All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, D. Lee Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack Podcast, episode 164. Before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijack.com, grab you 10 pair of t-shirts, give it to everybody for Christmas, grab your hoodies, give it to everybody. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit, you can join our Reddit community and post whatever you guys want, whatever you guys want to show Chris and whoever else is on Reddit, you can share that over there. Also, don't forget, if you guys want to watch the replay for this live kick video, you can head over to YouTube and then watch the replay. Because sometimes we show pictures and videos, and, you know, maybe you want to go there. And guess what? It's free. There's no walls, no paywall, no Patreon. We don't got Patreon, so everything is free. We're giving everything for free. And all we ask for you guys, all you got to do, if audio listeners, we need this help a lot. If you're listening to us in audio, give us the five stars and leave a comment, because we need more help. Even though we did really good last year,
yeah,
in the podcast wrap-up, we got 155% on our followers for audios. So that's good. So we had some growth for last year. Mm-hmm. So we're doing good.
But we need them reviews.
Get the reviews so it can recommend the podcast to other people that likes to listen to weird conspiracy, ghosts, you know, Bigfoot, Blackfoot, Paleface.
Crazy shit. Hey, look, your grandma might like it. Your granddad might like it. Who knows? You know,
or your Christmas. TikTok babies.
Yeah.
Those TikTok babies. They love weird conspiracy stuff. I'm telling you, the new generation, they love all that weird stuff.
All of it.
They're like, feed it to me.
They eat it up.
Tell me that there's a ghost behind me. All right, so main topic is going to be by Chris Unholy, which is the mysterious Pokani Forest.
There you go. Yes. My topic for tonight is going to be the Pokani Forest.
Yes.
Is this thing I found on a conspiracy list. And I was like, oh, let me check this out, because this is something like right up my alley, and I don't know how I've missed it, because I always look at the iceberg conspiracy sometimes for a topic when I'm really lost. And so when I saw it on there, I was like, and I read about it, I was like, man, how did I miss this one? This is something that should have been like 10 episodes ago or something.
Yeah, as soon as you like sent me that article, I was like, okay, we could still do a podcast today, because I almost canceled today because of the lack of topic, because I was like, I didn't really have a really good topic.
Yeah. Nah, it gets tough some days, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was tough this week. I was struggling too.
Yeah, it was real rough. I think we both had a rough week, huh?
Yeah, and we was busy.
Had a rough week.
It's life. I'm gonna start.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's get started on this topic.
Oh, actually, you wanna talk about GTA 5, 6?
Grand Theft Auto 6, dude.
Let's talk about that right quick.
We watched it this morning, and you know, I think it got released at midnight or something, but when I watched it, it had 64 million views. I was like, holy shit. That shit like blew like the water, man. Like, I think because the anticipation for that game has been so long.
So hype, man. 11 years.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, how could like GTA like top itself from like the last one? Because the last one had a lot of stuff too. But as soon as I saw this trailer, I was like, holy shit, they were cooking the whole time.
They did it.
Everything was so impressive, man.
And for the past couple years, too, I've been telling some people, I was like, yo, I want them to go back to Vice City. I was like, we haven't been to Vice City in, like, ever, since, what, 2001, 2000?
Like, yeah, like, let's go back. Like, when I first saw the thing where I saw, it, like, the Vice City colors, for me, personally, I was like, no, don't take it back to Vice City. Like, I thought they're going to do, like, the old school color and stuff. Yeah, but then when I saw it, it's like modern day.
Yeah, like modern day, like Miami shit.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, it's cool. Like, I don't want to go play like old school game, because, you know, I never liked like old stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. Like, I don't like Vice City, the version one. That was actually, man, sometimes I like it more than, I think it had a better soundtrack than San Andreas, because I'm 80 songs, bro. That got me into 80 songs. Like, I love Vice City.
Yeah.
But, I thought that was a good one. San Andreas is like the damn king of out of all of them to me, though. But
yeah, I heard some rumors that like some of the stations are gonna have like podcasts on there.
Yeah, it's gonna be modern. Yeah, it's gonna be modern day TikTok stuff. Everything.
I was like, how do you like sign up for that just to, you know, put your podcast on one of their channels, right? Like, what is the requirement?
To put your podcast on their actual GTA 4.
Yeah, like just to be on the radio, like just to keep the game like always fresh, like actually have like a like podcast that's recently released too, right? Like let's say you just want to listen to like the recent Joe Rogan episode. And it's probably, maybe they have like a Spotify contract, right? And it's all integrated. It's integrated within Spotify. It's within Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. So you can actually listen to an actual Joe Rogan episode
while you're playing.
You know what I'm saying? That would be fucking genius if, oh man.
Killing two birds with one stone. Like,
I think you're saying too much right now. That's a good idea. You might want to patent that shit or something, man. You gotta.
I bet you they're on that shit, dude. Like, if we're thinking about it, it's already there.
They already did it.
Damn, that's so cool.
That'd be great, though.
Like, it keeps the game, like, brand new all the time.
Hell yeah.
Didn't like along with like any other like shit that's like popping like whatever trends, because I remember like some of the clips they showed them doing that. Remember like you know that crazy car scene right now where they have them doing donuts and all those people getting hit by cars.
So I'm
like, if they're doing stuff like that, like they're keeping up with the trends and stuff. So
trends, man.
I think that's gonna be one of the big things about that game. It's gonna keep up with everything that's actually going on right now, and I think they're gonna be using like AI for sure, to make like conversations with like NPCs like more realistic.
Yeah,
I think that's gonna be another big thing. They're gonna integrate it with like maybe ChatGPT or some shit that's something that's like really stable, but gonna make the game feel like really real.
Fresh, man. They got to, man. Especially like since like, cause what we but GTA 5 been what 11 years holding strong, man. Getting streamed all the time, like it was brand new. Like, it was holding down for like a long time. So this new GTA 6 has got to like, it's definitely gonna take some. I noticed in the trailer though, they're gonna like the leading to like TikTok. Like TikTok's gonna be a huge part of the game, I guess. So like their version of their world of TikTok. Cause I think somebody was recording something and it was like live. You can see the likes and dislikes.
It's so sick. It's so good.
It's like all like they're gonna implement like a lot of shit in the game.
Yeah, then I saw the dude wrestle like the alligator. Yeah, it's so sick. It's so much shit now.
Yeah, because it's like, because you know, like since that time frame in the news, all like
Bob in the house.
What up? But it's like like especially nowadays over the like most recent years, the title like Florida Man has gotten famous. Like, because it's always got crazy stories. So this is like Vice City in Florida.
They got their own game now.
Fucking alligators walking everywhere and shit.
Yeah, I can't wait. 2025.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right. Let's get started on this main topic.
Let's go. All right. Where are my damn notes? Where are my motherfucking notes?
Mysterious Force. Pro. I forgot.
Yes, sir. So my topic for tonight is going to be the Pokani Forest, and it's actually pretty dope.
Pokani. There you go.
Pokani Forest. Yes. Pokani Forest.
That's Proton Sister.
Yeah. It's a dope spot, man. They got like a lot of mysterious stuff. Usually type of stuff that we be talking about, super duper mysterious stuff, like energy rocks, cursed rocks, ghosts, all this other stuff. It says like, let's see what I got right here. Oh, no. There's the people who visit the forest say that ancient rocks are there and emit powerful energies. Something the place to once have been an ancient healing center.
Damn.
It's like they got these big ass giant rocks. And I sent you a picture of that earlier if I remember.
Yeah.
A big ass rock. It's like the size of like maybe like a sedan or some shit. The huge rocks that they have like throughout the area. And it's supposed to be like healing rocks. If you're close to them, they have stories of like people being healed from specific illnesses when they touch that rock. So where's this whole area? Huh?
Well, what's the location of the place?
Oh yeah, so the location of the place is in So the location of the forest is actually located like 50 miles southwest of Riga, Latvia, near the small town of
Latvia.
Yeah, Latvia. Yeah, so it's like way on that.
Yeah, Latvia. Oh, so Riga would be the capital of that place.
Oh, so Riga's the capital.
Yeah,
Riga, Latvia. Okay. Yep.
That's crazy. Because I mean, that place, like, they have like one of the strongest like computer networks out there. This is why they run over there in Latvia. They run like the biggest online gambling centers out there. Yeah, like you see the people that do all the online gambling, like when it's like live dealers, it's all held in Latvia.
Damn, I know there's.
But it's illegal to gamble there. But they do the whole production for all the other casinos.
Mm. Damn, I know there's like that out there. I thought it was just like a quiet little town that had a missing
those people forest. Those people are smart. But I didn't know like that places like this forest that you're speaking of, this mysterious forest that heals people.
Yeah.
Like, did it become like so popular out there, like with this healing forest, to where they get like a bunch of people that go there at one time?
Yeah. Well, like, because like they've been hearing stories since like the early 30s of like this mystical place, but it wasn't until like the mid 90s like the rest of the world started hearing about it, like, oh shit, this place is real. And that's when like a lot of travelers started like, you know, just going there. That's when it really started booming in. But this place has been around for like a long time. According to them, for like, it's an ancient area, but it's like since like as early as like the early 30s, like I said, that's when like these stories are coming about, like all these mythical items that's there, creatures. Healing rocks,
like a werewolf,
like a cursed rock, a lot of spirits and ghosts. Actually, it's supposed to be a place where gods sit there to have meetings, I guess, or have a chair there. Like, it's wow, yeah, it's like what
a meeting spot. With the S, like a many gods.
Gods, like little G, not big G.
Nobody knows big G.
No, not big G. Now he ain't gonna sit in no damn forest.
Yeah, I don't even think big G know big G.
You say he don't think he knows.
I think it comes down to that.
It's pretty much
what one entity hold a title. Right. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Ding ding ding.
Excuse me. Strike. I get striked by lightning. Checking the mail. You got it.
Yeah, them little looks like, what was that? So what I was saying before about the 30s. Yeah, so by 30s, 90s, but it said like the forest is believed to be the seat of god. Oh, so like I was saying, like seat of ghosts, gods, and monsters, and the underworld. It was long believed that the forest were places full of magic. They were inhabited by diverse mystical beings, all endowed with superhuman powers, and characters often appearing in human form. So it's basically, and then I went to, like, the more I started reading to this too, it went into the, like, the lore throughout every culture in the world, how forests, almost every culture in the world believed like forests were like the epic centers for like the supernatural elements outside.
I believe
everything.
That.
So, like, the most powerful place where like gods, mystical beings sit, chill, you know, unicorns, whatever you want to think of it, Bigfoot, like, it makes sense to me, like Bigfoot chilling out there, like, it's just a mystical area that, you know, probably especially back then, it was like back in the day before humans really started mowing shit down with, you know, trying to build malls and stuff. I was probably like thriving full of energy like that. So
yeah, I still think like it's thriving like that. Like, especially in those location in the forest or the woods where like people, like normal people, they just don't go to because it's so far away from, you know, modern society. Like, there's no reason for them to go into the woods like that deep. Because like, if you were to travel in a plane, right, flying from, like, let's say Georgia all the way to Cali, and you look out the plane window, most of the times you don't see shit. It's just a bunch of land and stuff, right? Until you get close to a city, and then you see, like, the city. But then there's a lot of places where, like, there's nothing. So I would think, like, a place like what you're describing, like a forest like that, those places exist, like, all around the world where weird stuff happened that's like beyond our imagination. I could believe that too, you know, like, because there's always like if you were to talk to like people that live like nearby those areas like that, they would give you like the most crazy bizarre story that it's hard to believe unless you actually see it for yourself. And you hear a lot of stories like that.
Yeah, because of course the locals would know about it the most of anybody that actually lived there. So probably got stories for generations. Oh, yeah. Because there's a bunch of places that humans, we can't even reach, man. I might even talk about the ocean, just like on land itself, man. Like parts of Alaska we can't touch. Because no human can really get that far. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then like in Antarctica, they would dig so deep, they would find all these creatures that, you know, we never even heard of before. you know, like really, really deep creatures, and I don't know, like a squid that you looks so super foreign.
A squid,
or like that fish with like the light bulb on his head.
Oh man, this is a horror movie.
And it happens to be like the size of like a Honda Civic. It's really big.
It's just huge, man. And like, I heard they got probably. There's I always hear stories too. There's like worse shit down there in the ocean too. Worse than that, way worse.
Yeah.
Way more horrifying. Megalodon and shit.
A megalodon shark.
Megalodon. Yeah, so like I said, so we're gonna jump to the 90s right quick. So the 90s, 1996 to be specific. So this is where the place really started getting more traction around the world, because some shit went down, and that's when word spread. And of course, instead of avoiding the place, everyone on planet went to rush there to see if they could, you know, take their chances. But so like in 1996, this guy named Ivar Visk, a scientist from Riga, visited the place and told stories about strange meteorological anomalies and mysterious features of local rocks that seemed to emit strange energy. Shortly afterwards, Vix died after contracting an unknown disease from an unknown disease. Now, another scientist that I think he was pretty cool with is a guy named, I'm going to butcher this man's name, Yevgeny Sidorov.
Damn.
He actually wanted to picked up his research after the fact, and to this day, once the story started spreading about this man's death, because like the thing is though, like these, as much as this place is known for having healing rocks, it also has these giant rocks that are actually like cursed rocks. So you have to be careful which rock to touch if you're trying to heal, because supposedly that's how this man may have died. He may have touched a cursed rock instead of an actual healing rock. And there's like, I think they got like almost laws in place too, or just not laws maybe, but the town nearby to like always warn people, hey, don't take any rocks back with you, because you don't know if it's a healing rock or if it's a cursed rock. But you don't want to carry no curse with you on a plane, right, or going back to your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave all rocks and stuff there, because it's like there's big healing rocks and there's smaller healing rocks there. But there's that's what they just tell them, like, don't take any rocks with you. You don't know, because it might be cursed. And
damn, yeah, course, so might as well just not take no rock.
Yeah, just don't take any rock. Because they got, like, giant healing rocks, and they got, like, small ones around. Don't take any rocks at all. Because they have, like, piles of rocks, too, in areas that aren't just big rocks. But they're all, like, kind of, like, healing rocks as well, too. Like, maybe smaller ones, I guess.
I'll take all of them.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I guess people rushing in, like, oh, let me get these rocks in. You get some cursed rocks and dying.
Yeah, Bob said in the chat, it's like a volcanic rock, which is what I was thinking the whole time.
Really?
Like, it could be like similar to like, you know, the volcanic rock like in Hawaii where you find it, and you know they say like, hey, don't pick up any volcanic rock in Hawaii because you're gonna, you know, take back, you know, dark spirit.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me like from when I was a kid. I was like, I'll never pick up a volcanic rock ever. You're not gonna catch me picking that shit up.
I don't even know.
And if I see you pick it up, I slap it out your hand.
See, I'd be one of the motherfuckers that was in Hawaii, trying to grab one of them volcano rocks. You have to slap it out of my hand. I had no idea that was a thing.
Get that shit out your hand, Chris. Slap.
Idiot.
You're trying to kill everybody on the plane.
Do you want to die?
Yeah, like, I was starting to think, like, some of, like, the crystals that we get, like, from the convention and stuff, like, the amethyst, right? The one that I got in the back. Mm-hmm. Right when I got this crystal, the first thing I did, I saged it just to delete the memory from the crystal, because they say crystal stores memory, I believe, because I mean, we look at your phone and your computer and stuff. They all, like, in the hard drives, like crystals in there. It's stored information.
Mm-hmm.
So you put two and two together. If you're holding like a damn big ass crystal rock, that could probably hold like 1,000 terabytes of information. You know, from I don't know how long, you might want to delete that shit, because you might, there might be like a lot of evil shit from like a century ago where somebody, you know, killed his whole family and that energy got stuck in the crystal. Jeremy says he got a raw chameleon from a volcano. Carnelian. I don't understand.
I got a raw chameleon from a volcano.
Carmelian.
Is that a type of rock?
It might be a type of stone.
You know me.
Yeah, type of crystal.
You know me, I ain't no rockhead like that. I like them, they pretty, but I don't know about the names and stuff.
Intrigue says, oh yeah, crystal store energy. That is why some places place the crystal in salt when you buy it. See, like, here's the thing, like, with the whole thing we're hearing.
That shit. Yeah, I don't be knowing nothing.
The thing I hear, like, with salt, like, it depends on, like, what type of crystal. Like, if the hardness is, like, a rank 6 or 7, like, you can use salt. But, like, there's other crystals, like, if you were to soak it in salt, it would just completely, like, dissolve. It's from what I'm hearing. Like, if the stone is not hard enough, like, salt would actually dissolve it.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. I had to read up on that because somebody told me to put my amethyst in salt. I was like, that sounds kind of aggressive.
Is that a little too aggressive?
Jeremy says it's in my red Blair bracelet. Bob says orange. Jeremy says, yup. Okay, they got their own little conversation going. All right, okay.
I respect that.
All right. What else we got in this dark forest in Latvia? Mysterious forest. Is there any stories over there of like leprechauns or fairies or unicorns?
No, not for the most part. Not like unicorns. Like I said, what they usually had there for like sightings was like ghosts, people were much seeing gods and monsters, and maybe like the gateway to the underworld. One of the strangest things they do have there, I will say though, is there's possibly like gateways to like parallel worlds there too, at that location too. There's reports of seeing strange lights. But as far as seeing like unicorns, Bigfoots and stuff, I haven't really seen anything or like, you know, much about talking about that though.
Interesting.
But let me get this right quick. Yeah, actually, okay, so people talk to... Oh, yeah, so let me get to this. Yeah, let's talk about that. The Gateway into Parallel Worlds says people who have visited the forest say that while standing on top of the hills, located at a great distance from each other, they are free to talk even in a whisper. So, if, like, say if you and me went on a hill, I went on, like, a hill in one area, and then you went on a hill in another area, we could, like, whisper, and we could hear each other. But we are, like, so far apart. Yeah, it's like I guess, like, a weak spot or something they're saying.
Would that be, like, a soft form of, like, telepathy?
Maybe on top of that hill, like, and you become the antenna or something. I don't know, but it's like you have to be on top of like a hill there, and the other hill, and then they whisper to each other.
Yeah, because maybe that area is like an arc point, like where like it make energy travel or like frequencies like travel like a lot easier. Like for example, right? Like maybe it's a bad example, but like if you can't find your car, right? Like in a parking lot, a huge parking lot, they say like the best thing to do is use your head like as a conductor or like a, you know, like an antenna. And they say stick the, you know, the beep beep, the little, the fob, what's it called, the key fob, and push the unlock button like under your throat, and it creates like a bigger antenna. So you were to find your car and you would be like beep beep. Oh.
See, I heard, so it's under your throat. I heard the stories like, so yeah, I heard the same thing.
And it goes like directly up your skull, and your skull creates like a bigger wave.
See, I did hear that, but I didn't hear under the throat. I heard like on your temple.
Yeah, you could do your temple. Yeah. Like this, your, I guess, your head is basically like the crown of like an antenna. Like.
Yeah, because I guess like they said water and stuff is supposed to like something. Some shit I heard years ago about that, but. Uh-huh. Sends off a big, that's how you like, if you can't find your car, or like, well, I think it's like, sometimes if your key fob don't work, you put it to your temple.
Yeah.
And this was like, just, I don't know.
I don't know if your key fob don't work, you might want to change the battery. But
that too.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't know how you're going to charge it. But yeah, I actually learned that from Q100 radio station out here in Atlanta. Because they did the test. They're like, we're going to test this. They're like, beep, beep. And then the dude was like really far away.
Damn.
Yeah, but like that thing, like what you were saying, like in the forest, like if they were like far away and he would whisper, hello, Chris, you know, and you can hear me whisper. Wait. Even like right now, really? Like, look, I can whisper, like, hello, Chris, and you can hear me from Utah.
Like, Billy,
I heard you. And you're like, how many miles away? Gajillion miles?
If you're in public, you can't react to it. You have to be like, play it cool, because you can't be in public and be like, hey, is Chris here? Get up, like, look around. I'm like, man, what the heck? What's going on, Billy? You look crazy.
Like, right now, like, if you think about it, we're dabbling with magic right now. Because, come on, like, we have, you know, this whole shit set up, right? And then we have people in the chat talking, people that we know in the chat. And then while we're having a conversation, this shit's like magic. Like, is it not? It's magic to where we don't think of it as magic. We just say technology, blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's like how humans like when you're trying to like comprehend something. Like, we got, how can we understand this technology? To say it's like machines,
right? And dude, if you think about it, like with magic, right? Like, if you were to do a spell, you got to do the spell correctly, like abracadabra, blah blah blah, ching chong, you know.
Yeah.
But if you think about how computer works, right? Like with technology, you write code. Code is, it's like shit that we don't even understand, but it's like little spells to make shit work.
Spells, man. Straight
right?
Up.
Like for us to be streaming, right? We have to correct code to link up to this website, like a stream key. We need that code. So this whole shit, it's all magic. Jesus Christ.
If you know the spell, you can make it happen.
Right. If you know the spell, you can make it happen. That's why these people be doing this like black magic and stuff. Like, hey, if you know the spell, you can unlock some shit. Here's a ghost.
Here's a ghost.
Bob says forest is silent unless there's someone in there to say it's not. Yeah, that's like the tree thing. Like, if a tree falls in a forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it still make a sound?
Well, I remember my family got that tree was screaming. Yeah. That would help
it. It sure did make a noise.
Yeah,
well, if the squirrels and the other animals are there, they can witness it make a noise. As far as I know, never happened.
Yeah. So is Bob trying to say, like, what if forests are like Toy Story? Like, how when Andy walks in the room, Woody's like out, and then Buzz is like, stiff, and then like after he leaves, like, oh, okay, we go back to life. Like, when humans show up in forest, if they just, since it's like a camouflage place anyways, everybody's just like, hey, chill, stop moving.
Yeah.
And then after humans leave, then like our creatures come out, you know. And
dude, you know, what if it's like that,
you know what I'm saying? It's like Toy Story type,
like,
shit.
The,
you know,
forest comes alive, like when we're not there, nobody's like looking at it.
You're like, oh, that's the wind blowing. Because you have to go, when you hear like something moving, like, oh, that's the wind blowing. You're not like going to think, like, oh, the tree was moving.
Okay, so it reminds me of like this science experiment like they did, where they shot like plasma beam like through these slots, right? And they would shoot it through these slots. And then if you're looking at it, like if you're watching it shoot these beams through a slot, like on the other side of the slot, it's like a straight line cut, which is exactly what it's supposed to do, right? But they, when they weren't observing the laser shooting that thing, right? Like, if you look at the other side of the box, everything was like sporadic. Like, all, like, the beams, like, went a whole bunch of different direction. Which they thought was weird. It's like, when it wasn't being observed, it started doing different shit. Like, the beams of protons or something. Like, when they were shooting it through, like, they call it the slit experiment.
Yeah.
So, like, when it wasn't observed, it was doing weird shit on its own. But when it was observed by a camera and they looked at it and they're like, holy shit, it started behaving like how it's supposed to behave. Like, if you were to shot a gun through a hole, right, it hit the same spot all the time, like, just for example. But then, like, if you weren't observing, like, the gun being shot, like, the bullets would hit a whole bunch of different locations. That's just an example.
And you look at it and he's like, oh, now it's a shoot right again when you look at it.
Yeah, now it's like a straight line.
So it's like the protons and stuff, they're like alive or something? Or is this?
I think it has I think what they were trying to say was like let's say, like, damn, I can't explain this. I'm gonna sound so stupid.
Got this.
But it's like when you observe something, this is when like shit happens. No, when it doesn't happen. But like shit happens like under our nose when we're not watching it.
Yeah, when your back's turned, like a praying mantis. I've never seen a praying mantis move in my life. But every time I've turned and I looked away, they've moved. Man, horrifying insects. But that's the only example I can think of. Like, yeah, when you're not paying attention, okay.
Yeah.
Shit's going away. Look, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just like a pigeon. You've never seen a baby pigeon. Where's the baby pigeons at?
I have. It's a rat. And then the rats grow wings and they become pigeons.
Birds are fake.
Rats are just baby pigeons. I don't know. I've never seen a baby pigeon.
Yeah, right. I've never seen a baby
pigeon. Always just big as
shit. I've seen an adult pigeon all the time.
Every time.
Where's the baby? All the time. Yeah, where's the babies at?
What did babies
say? Bob said four growing out the womb.
Are they just really big babies?
Mm-hmm.
It's four growing out the womb. Real. Dan Burns. All right. What was I at with this shit? So like I said, they wound up finding like at this Pocani Forest. Yeah, like get on top of a hill, get another hill. Two people can whisper to each other, and the sound can travel. They can hear them just as clear as if they were standing next to them. I says others think that the forest is a black and dangerous place that is better to stay away from. Various devices, watches, and compasses don't work properly in the forest territory.
Damn.
Territory. Yet the radiation dose is within normal levels. So, I was wondering too, and I was trying to see if like was this place was like a site of also like a meteor hit the place or something too, because they brought up like radioactivity there too, and it's like, well, it's not like higher levels than normal. But I'm like, okay, why is it like? Is it just picking up? Is that normal for this place? I have radiation. I don't know, but it's just at normal levels, I guess.
Wait, you're saying like the compass, like it goes crazy, like it doesn't really read like true north.
Yeah, it's like the various devices, watches, compasses don't work properly in the forest territory. Says yet the radiation dose is within normal levels, so the place has radiation there, but not like.
Is there like a power plant like in that area?
Not that I know of.
But they say like the radiation level is not high, is normal.
Yeah, it says the radiation dose is in normal level. So I'm like, so it's radiation there, but it's not like. Is that like toxic to kill people? I mean,
I guess. I think like if there's like unicorns and fairies and stuff, they would probably like emit some type of like energy source that's similar to like radiation.
Toxic energy. Like Chernobyl?
Right. Like let's say like if they were able to like travel like through portals, right? They would pull like debris from the other side, I'm thinking. Right? Because it's like, let's say a parallel reality is two different places. Like, let's say the air is completely different over there. This is just thinking out loud. A theory. If you were able to travel through, like, a portal. And...
Shit, could be, man.
Yeah.
Could be, man. I believe portals are real anyways, man.
Stargate.
Oh. What's that?
Stargate.
Stargates, man. Straight up,
Stargate is real, man. That's what the government use. That's what the Iraqians use.
That's what
Stargate use.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, with the Stargate portals out there. Yeah, ask George Bush.
Yeah, it's ancient.
George Bush while was there.
I gotta take a leak real quick.
Okay.
And we're back. All right. Let's get back to this story about this Pocani Forest.
Yes, Pocani Forest. So,
Pocani.
We saw about before we went on break. Various devices, watches, and compasses don't work properly in the forest territory. Yeah, radiation dose is within normal levels. I was saying, like, if they're picking up radiation, doesn't mean it's like activity there, if like a meteor hit there or something, or I don't know why they would test for radiation. But I guess maybe radiation is all over the damn place, and they were just wanting to check, just to be sure, you know? Because, like, just, like, out here, like, where I stay, it's, like, this place used to be, like, you know, what they used to test nukes out and shit, so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta,
I didn't know that.
I was horrified when I read that. This place used to be super contaminated at one time.
Damn, that's scary, dude. Really? I didn't know it's Utah was, like, man. A testing ground for nukes. I thought it was all done, like, in Nevada.
Yeah, and I'm out here in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, so that's. When I found out about that, I was like, man, this is, like.
New.
Yeah, when I found out about when I heard about it, I was like, "Oh man, this is some hill hat."
I mean, you do got a glow to you now. Like thinking about it now, you get the radiation glow, you know? you're glowing right now, man. Damn, I didn't know Utah. I didn't know they get down like that, you know?
Yeah,
you guys want to test some nukes? Say no more.
You want to get that good tan? You gotta come to Utah. But so I can see why they probably, you know, tested for radiation. Just to have some type of like a, you know, logical explanation of why these events may be happening here. As is scientists have suggested magnetic ore deposits caused the radiation there too as well. That's why they was testing, because I guess magnetic ores exist throughout the area. But just to be on the safe side, they checked. So another possibility is there could be an underground gas emission and seismic activity. So these are all like the normal stuff that they did try to look up to explain why I guess like people went to far saw stuff. Like maybe they're smelling like natural gases and they're getting high and like are they hallucinating? I don't know. But I'm assuming that's the reason why they're saying like, yeah, it's probably gas people breathing
it. I mean, that's still possible. That's another like a thing that's possible. Yeah. Like if there is like a little gas leakage, like they, who knows? They could be hallucinating, seeing their stuff, but it's possible. All that you could put all that into account. I mean, you gotta check all your bases, right? You can't just say, "Oh, magic forest."
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you really can't jump out the window. Yeah, you're right, you're right. But also, too, with that being said, though, but that's a good thing. I'm no expert on gas leaks. Wouldn't gas leak kill like plants and shit or something? Wouldn't some animals or something? Let's say, like breathing it in. That's what I was thinking. Like, would it kill everything in there? Is it just humans that get affected by gas leaks?
I'm not sure, really.
I'm not going to test it out, but I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to be inhaling it. That's for sure. I think.
Facts.
Creatures, too. Like.
Hell yeah. Facts.
But why'd they call it natural gas? If it's natural, it should be normal, right? Okay, I'm about to sound stupid. Okay, I'll stop. Like this guy, dumb.
He's about to think too deep into it. He's about to think too deep into it.
All right, natural gas. Okay, it's natural. We can inhale it. I'm like, no, dumb. You're going to die.
Is it not normal because it's called natural? Like, no, it's
like, well, just say poison gas. I was like, all right, I'll stop inhaling. Jesus.
I think they just try to differentiate between human-made gas and gas from coming out the earth itself.
I guess that's
like volcanoes. Like volcanoes have gases,
right? I guess that's why English is so complicated. I remember one time, we had a gas leak at this old house we were living at. I was living with Bob and Jeremy, and there was a gas leak, and the only person that smelt it was Bob. She has like a dog nose or something, but she was the only one that detected it. And then we're like, holy shit, there was a gas leak in the house the whole time. So, you know Bob, right? In her Chinese zodiac, guess what her animal sign is?
A dog.
Well, so I was like, shit, you're just fucking born to sniff shit out.
Damn, Scooby.
Save the whole family with that nose, you know? Because we had to air everything out, you know?
Nobody trying to whip out a lighter and that house blew the fuck out.
Good thing there was no smokers in the house.
Right? That'd have been like Final Destination, man. Holy shit.
I'm right about to light one up. Like, you ever seen like a video? I seen like a video on Instagram where somebody's house just freaking exploded, dude.
You know nowhere. That too?
Yeah. And they all died. Man. Every
that's
single
in Washington,
person.
D.C.
Yeah, that's freaking terrifying, dude. Like having a gas leak like that and then just your house just exploding. That could have been us.
Like my aunt, like she lives up in Baltimore, and like a couple of years ago her neighbor's house blew up from a gas leak. Like
Jesus like, Christ. And, you and knew in, somebody in the of,
yeah, like I think you're like three people in the house or something. But damn. It was like in the middle of the night, and she's like she just heard it and it shook the whole damn house, set off car alarms, and then of course obviously it did.
That's
and
horrible.
Then went outside, like house was just like smithereens, like house was just like gone.
So that's a common thing then, like that it happens a lot. I guess like with a lot of the old houses, like with old gas pipes and stuff. Like they didn't do it correctly. Like
I know in Baltimore the reason why that happened there is like for like it's like Baltimore is like historically has like bad gas lines because they haven't changed them out in decades.
Yeah, that's
and
a problem.
And instead of like paying to get them replaced, they'd rather just not do it. And then so now houses are like getting blown the fuck up. Shit. And that's why like now, like some people are saying like, hey, everybody needs to start converting over to like electric stoves because you can't depend on this government to uphold these damn pipes because they'd rather you get blown up than actually use taxpayer money to fix it.
Right.
So and Baltimore has a bad history of that too. So. Just shit just blown up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I wonder why like they never went like fully electric like with everything, like even with modern houses. Because I was thinking about that and then I was like, I mean, is gas really better than like electric? Like as far as like if you're cooking food? Because the one argument that I thought of like gas against electric, like gas you can make the flame like way hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can cook, like, you know, you can cook your shit way better with gas. And then, I don't know, like electric, you could probably like do the same thing too, but not at like a level of cooking, like, you know, like if you're like a chef or whatever.
Yeah.
Because my parents, like, they cook outside with a propane tank, and they have their gas, like, you know, like at the Chinese restaurant. Yeah. Like, fucking, with the wok and shit.
What do you call them? I forget. Hibachi place?
Yeah, like that. Like, really strong heat. Well, yeah, that's like, but shit. Like, I mean, you'd rather get blown up or just... you're able to still cook a regular meal using like induction stoves and stuff.
It'd be kind of hard to eat that meal when your body's like in 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, just like,
well, it's just
discombobulated.
Yeah, because they've been finding out recently too that a lot of these gas stoves, when you turn them off, they still emit gas. And that's why, like, there's this whole thing right now, like, hey, get rid of this shit because you're inhaling this methane. And
right.
Well, you don't even realize it might be causing brain damage or you don't know.
Yeah, like, there's this. I wasn't going to tell anybody, like, this story, but, like, one time, I actually left, like, the stove on for the whole night by itself.
Me too. I've done it, like, a couple times.
Oh, okay, that's normal.
Yeah, nah, never shit. I've done it, like, going through whole work days leaving that bitch on.
I woke up, I was like...
I've never done that far, though, but...
Yeah, because this was around, like, winter time, and I woke up, and I was like... damn, this living room is kind of warm. I don't remember having the heat on. And then I look at the stove. The stove was on. I was like, okay, that explains that.
See, that happened to me before after I cooked, and maybe like an hour, maybe 2 hours later, I was in the bedroom, and I'm like, damn, somebody cooking, like, my neighbor cooking food again? Like, this is back when my neighbor that made all the food all the time and shit. I was like, is he cooking, man? I'm like, I don't know, why is it getting kind of warm in here? And I'm like, oh, damn, I left the
fucking top. Oh, the ceiling's on fire.
Right? Oh, shit.
My bad.
Yeah, I've done it like a couple of times, but I've never left it on. Like, I've known people that leave it on for like, they go to work and leave that bitch on.
Yeah. Whole house be heated up. That's basically what happened.
It's insane.
What else about this mysterious forest?
So back to the Pocani forest.
Damn, Jace.
They got invisible lights. Oh, yeah. And yet, yeah, they have like people have seen like strange lights at night. Obviously, those are like the most typical ones. They have a spot over there called the Valley of Spirits, which is also located there. It's said to be visited by strange lit up balls and invisible to the naked eye. These mysterious lights are later visible in photographs. Said like a lot of spiritual healers actually go there nowadays. To this ancient site. Says the healing place is also in the past has cured people of what was it? What the fuck was that? Well, anyways, it says like people that have had like joints that are deteriorating, or that's like genetically like building up within their body, that said that they've gone there and they've touched these healing rocks and it's actually healed their joints and then they've been able to move again or whatever. But other than that, it's not bringing people back from the dead or healing gunshot wounds or something. It ain't doing like nothing that crazy.
But it's definitely healing, though, right? Because they wouldn't call these, like, healing rocks, like, just out of nowhere if they're not doing nothing. So I think definitely something is happening in that forest, and I think the locals know all about it. But somebody blew the whistle.
Right. Like, hey, like, because it's, like, healing rocks, but not immortal rocks. It's not going to make you to a god, but it's going to heal.
Yeah. I don't even think gods want to be immortal.
Nah, man.
Knock on wood. I don't want to get attacked by a god.
No, little G.
They're like, what you say about not being immortal?
Oh, man.
I think that's a curse. Stuff. To live forever is a curse.
Yes, man.
Like, as like this type lately, of life man. Form. Yeah.
That's been a topic lately. I think we talked about last week, too. Like, I would not want to be immortal, man. The hell does.
No, hell no. Hell no.
Why?
Not on Earth. Like, what? I'm pretty sure there's other planets where they have, like, way more better music and probably shit you like a lot
I'm
more.
Like this. I'm like this.
Imagine a Earth planet that's... Like, go ahead.
I'm sorry, what are you saying? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would say like Earth, it reminds me a lot like Vegas. Like, it's fun for a couple days, but you ain't trying to be there too long.
Right, you can't Earth stay there that long.
It's cool for a little bit, but you ain't trying.
Yeah, imagine like
4 days, you're kind of like, I'm ready to go home.
Right, like imagine like, okay, like a full lifetime, right? It's right. Just a vacation on Earth. Like, let's say like a full life on Earth is like a 4-day vacation for your soul. Boom. If you put it in that perspective, like, holy shit, like, it's just a little vacation. You live a whole full life. You went through all these turmoil and whatever the hell you did on Earth and shit. Served prison time and shit. Yeah, you go through, like, this whole fucked up experience on your four-day vacation from, like, your real soul life or whatever you're supposed to do. But you just, all right, I'm going to take a vacation on Earth for 4 days. Yeah. And then it turns out to be, like, fucking 67 years.
Yeah, man.
And you have no legs the whole time.
You just ride a shotgun in somebody's body.
And you're getting raped by uncle.
What?
Yeah. Horrible. What? Earth class? No, thank you.
I'm good, man. Send me
you
want
to take this class again? No.
That's supposed to be vacation.
While you're limping out the office? No. You're getting drilled by Big C, Chris. Chew, Big C? Ow. intern looking disgusted. Okay.
Trying to see where I'm at. Everything I got with this place, I think that's it. That's all I got for this story.
So overall, Magic Forest, Healing Rocks.
Cursed Rocks.
Could we visit this place? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's open to the public. The town's like, yeah, if y'all want to die, cool.
It's like a national forest.
Yeah, this is like, the town's probably like, because the townspeople will warn people not to take these damn rocks, but they're like, all right, whatever, as long as y'all going to spend money in our town and eat our food and, you know, boost up our economy, whatever. So, I get it. The town's kind of like, you know, whatever. Let these silly Americans, you know, because you know Americans are running to that motherfucker.
Yeah, they'll eat up all the stories. Like, oh, stores, cool, can I buy this rock? Yeah, $500. Sure.
Sure, why not?
Curse? Is this a good curse or bad curse? But how do you even evaluate these rocks, right? Like, if it's bad or good? How? Yeah. How do you know? You go home, you take it home and test it out? Is there like a computer that can analyze this?
You think it would be like, there should be like a doctor that says it's rock energy. Like, all right, this energy is good. Take this rock.
It feels dark.
Your whole family's going to die if you take this rock. No.
It's a dark rock.
That'd be $500. And he charges them. Like,
it's like, I'll take it. You know, because the people that usually would take stuff like that is people that don't believe in that. But I believe if you believe in it, it's actually a real thing. But if you don't believe in it, like in your own reality, it's nothing. Right? Because everything saying, like, is your own perception, your own reality, if you think about it.
You give it strength. Yeah.
Right. Because like the other day, this might be off topic, but I had sleep paralysis, right? And I was watching TV and I felt like the people that was in the TV was in the room with me. And they were just watching me get sleep paralysis. And they're like, hey, should we wake him up or something? But what I felt like a whole hand, like, go on the back of my shoulder. And I could feel, like, pressure, like, on my back during the sleep paralysis. And I was at home alone. So I was like, okay, ain't nobody putting their hand on my back like that.
Right.
And so, that was the first time that ever happened in, like, a sleep paralysis episode.
You said it came from the TV?
Well, the voices I heard from the TV, I thought, like, those people were in the room with me.
What?
But they weren't in the room. Like, yeah. And then I felt a hand on my shoulder. When I was calling for help, I was like, help, help.
Do you remember who the people are? Like, that was on the TV? Or?
Yeah, it's YouTubers. Yeah, I was stuck. I fell asleep, like, on the YouTuber.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, and then I got stuck in paralysis.
Yeah, man,
that's just scary, man.
that's a new one. That's a new one for you. Like I said,
that is a new one. I've never felt a fucking hand on my back before.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I got a story. You guys like cats?
Yay! I love cats.
Yay! All right, so cats, there's like a new study about cats. They say that cats can cause like schizophrenia. So for you guys that don't know what schizophrenia is, like, it's a severe mental disorder with symptoms like hallucination, disorganized thinking, withdrawal from reality, or bizarre behavior. Have you guys ever come across anybody with schizo, like, ever, like, in your life? Chris?
I think so. I would say I have, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Yes.
I think like the first time I ever came across like people with schizophrenia is being like in Atlanta a lot, and you see like a lot of the homeless people out there. Very strong schizophrenia out there. Like there's so much schizophrenia, like people with that's diagnosed with that, like out there, to where they had to put posters right at the train station saying, "Hey, if you're suffering from schizophrenia, you might want to join like this program so we can do further studies, and then we'll pay for like, you know, like the whole like medical service that they're gonna be doing these tests on people." And the first one where I saw schizophrenia, like where it's happening to me in like a real time, is where I saw, and it wasn't even a homeless person. This was a lady. She wore like a business suit, like she was going to a corporate job. That's what it looks like. She's dressed all professional. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as like I got on the train, right, she was looking out the window, talking to the window, like the window to the outside, like a real person. She was talking to a real person, had a full conversation and everything. It was so weird, dude. And it was weird. Like I knew other people like on the train. They knew she was already talking to somebody. Because the reason why I knew that is like when I walked in the train, they looked at me like something's going on. And then I was like, what the hell is going on? Why are they looking at me like that? But then, like, as soon as I sat down and then the train started moving, the lady had a full conversation looking, like, outside the window. And it was so creepy, dude. Like, it wasn't even, like, one of those weird shit, like, oh, yeah, she's just crazy. But the conversation, it was creepy. I couldn't remember what they were talking about. But it's almost like me talking to you, like, right now. The conversations was smooth like that. It wasn't like talking anything crazy. And I looked at her ears, like there wasn't no Bluetooth or nothing. She's really talking to somebody like in the window.
Yeah, it's, ooh, man.
That shit was crazy.
I'm getting chills when you're just saying this, because I remember back when I used to do like security at the Fulton County libraries downtown, like Fulton County shits.
Yeah.
South Fulton County too. And I experienced like a lot of homeless. That's why we said like people with schizophrenia, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, yeah, I'm pretty sure I see some homeless people when I was working at, like, that had schizophrenia in that job. I remember seeing this homeless dude one time. He walked in the library. He's just going up and down the aisles, whatever. But I thought he was, like, talking to someone. But then when I looked between the books and shit, and I saw he was, like, truly believed that he was talking to someone else. And they were arguing about McDonald's.
Whoa.
He's like, man, motherfucker, I'll give you, like, two chicken nuggets, motherfucker. Like, leave me alone. I was like, okay. Like, he knew, looking at something, like, nothing there, but talking to something. I'm like, is he arguing with a ghost about eating his chicken nuggets? Oh, dude, or he crazy. We got some,
yeah,
issue,
dude. Yeah, that sparked like another like a moment where I had like an encounter with people with schizo. Like this other time, right? Like this big dude, he was telling like his theory about like how all life works out, right? Like he was explaining everything. He's like, you guys ever seen the Pac-Man game? Like that's basically like reality. Like, you know, like you guys are like chasing ghosts and stuff all the time, but like you don't realize you're actually like in a game. And then the cop came on the train, right, trying to kick him off, and he told that same story to the cop. The cop's like, I'm not gonna hear this right now. Like, you need to get off this train right now. And he kept going on like with that whole story, the whole Pac-Man story, like his theories behind like how life is similar to a Pac-Man game.
What?
I was like, damn. It's like it got deep and scary, and like it makes you think like, what is actually going on like with people who have schizo? Like, are they really tapping into like another reality that we can't see? Because, you know, let's say like they're so disconnected from this reality, like the base reality, to where they're actually connected to like a different reality. Because of the disconnection, like, from this reality. Because us right now, like, everything, like, we're doing now, we're completely connected to, like, this reality.
Yeah.
We're not even aware of, like, other shit. Or we're not even connected enough to have an experience with, like, another reality like that.
For real. I was thinking, like, what if it's, like, the Matrix, like, how everyone's plugged in properly and we all are, like, tapped into this Matrix or, you know, simulation that we live in. But what if there's, like, a person that's, like, that connections are like not like all the way in. It's like halfway in.
Yeah.
It's not fully placed in. They're like, oh shit, like he ain't supposed to experience.
Like, hey, reconnected, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, because he disconnected like that. The plug's not all the way in, you know?
Yeah, I started thinking like, I think like drugs has like something to do with it too, because like when you're taking drugs, like whatever drug you're taking, you're actually disconnecting yourself from like your true self, basically, because you're using it to mask something, right? Like, for example, if you have a headache, you take a headache medicine and it masks like the headache medicine until your body take care of your headache itself, right? So I think like drugs is like, if you're taking drugs, especially like drugs that like messes like with the brain, like it blocks, it probably blocks that shit out, and then it allows like other shit to come in. So I think like if they're using drugs or something, I think the drugs is like, it's like, it's blocking out that part where it's supposed to be, or not supposed to be blocked out. And then they're allowing like other shit to come in, like different, like spirits or whatever ghosts or whatever that can, you know, like talk to them, like in their head, to where it makes them sound crazy, make them do crazy shit. Cause they're allowing like new shit to come in. Cause they block a lot of the stuff out. Like this reality blocked it off like with drugs.
Yeah, it's because it's too loud or whatever. You like kind of like trying to dull your senses, I guess. To
yeah, you know, can't explain it good. Like it's in my head, but I can't explain it good. But yeah, like drugs. That's why like the drugs could be like the gateway to, I don't know, other realms.
Happen into something to the. Yeah. Escapism.
Like if you make yourself vulnerable, like I think a spirit state, they can attach themselves to you. Like if you're like weak minded or something, and this is what causes people to do like a lot of wild shit, because they allow like other things like to take over, like to take the steering wheel, right? Like if you're not able to drive the car, that spirit's gonna jump in your body, drive the car, and make you do some wild ass shit, dude.
Let's do a wheelie.
Yeah. Catch a crocodile.
This job like Vin Diesel and do a wheelie.
All right, so schizophrenia, it affects only 1% of the population, and they're trying to make this connection like with cats and schizophrenia. They say that it's just parasite that's involved with cats. They call it the Toxoplasma gondii, so it's like T. gondii. That's a short name for it. It's like a parasite that's found like in raw meat and some soils. Cats, they can become like infected like with this parasite from doing stuff like outdoors and end up passing it through humans, like in the litter boxes, like through their shit in the litter boxes. So the cats, like they would pass like these little like parasites like to the humans. And then they're saying like from the cat poop, this is just like a new study, and they're saying like it's possible that this could be like a trigger for schizophrenia, but it's not, of course, it's not 100%. Like there's actually no real study like what actually causes schizophrenia, which is freaking crazy, right? They don't know. They don't know what actually causes schizophrenia. So
then I was always like maybe genetics, but
Yeah, but, like, how does it happen? That's the weird part, right? So, like, people who study, like, schizophrenia, like, they're trying to, like, narrow it down to, like, oh, shit, like, maybe it could be from, like, owners, like, with cats. Like, it could be, like, I guess maybe they did study, like, patients with schizo, right? And then they backtrack, like, you know, their life. And they're like, okay, they live with cats. So maybe that's, like, the only correlation, like, they got from, like, the whole study. Like, okay, the only difference is these people had cats and these people didn't. And the people that had cats show signs of, like, schizophrenia. So I think, like, and then they were trying to link it to, like, you know, like a parasite that cats, like, give off, like, from whatever the hell they're doing outside, and then bring it inside and then giving it to humans.
I can see on some level. I mean, cats be carrying, man, especially in their mouth, man. Cats got a lot of germs. Cats are, I know people like have this conception, like, you know, that's this misconception that cats are really clean. But I mean, they can be if they're indoor. But if they're outdoor, man, them cats can get dirty, man. Ain't no telling.
They be getting naughty.
Cause they even have like their own cat aides. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got like wild shit, man. They can carry wild shit.
Come back pregnant.
You know what I'm saying?
You know they leave the house for like a good hour, come back with a sack full of babies. Right. What did Trig say in the chat?
Trig 90 says, I think it could be passed down from generation to generation. One minute you could be good, but a traumatic experience could happen and it could cause it to come out. Yeah, for real. Real shit too.
Yeah. What they call that, like ancestral trauma? Like you're getting trauma like from like, you know, past ancestors. So then it hit you, and it's almost like you carry that DNA part of that trauma that happened. Like, let's say like you were like your past, like two generations ago, like they had like a crazy genocide, right? But then you were the baby child that actually collected all the trauma from the genocide. Yeah, you don't even know where it comes from. You know, that's just crazy. True, man.
Yeah, generational trauma is actually legit shit, man. Shit.
Yeah, I believe that too.
I remember reading a study about it from like just how with black folks in America, with American slavery, is like, yeah, the ripple effects still exist from that era, and you can still feel it within, you know, the ancestors, I guess, if you want to say. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit real, man. Like, because you have like such a strong feel for it, even though you was never in it. So it's kind of like, oh, man, this is kind of like, you know, and this is different for everybody too. Like, I was just like, you know, from different races and different backgrounds. It's like, you know, a lot of races come from genocides and whatnot. And it kind of like got that, it's like something you could never really get over. It's almost like as if you was there sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pain, you feel something. Pain,
but as far as like what Intrigue was saying, I get what you're saying too. Like maybe like witnessing like somebody committing suicide in front of you or something, you know what I'm saying? Something like drastic or like something that could really like cause your brain to kind of like mm-hmm. to snap. Like, yep. Well, because you see something traumatic. So this is like right now in the present day, I guess, not like so much as like generational trauma, but yeah, some people lose your fucking mind when you like experience trauma, and some people just never come back from it. Just get lost to the world, kind of zone out in a type of way. And I don't know.
Yeah, because then like you wonder like why some babies like they come out like freaking freaked out of the whole world and shit, like completely scared of everything.
Oh yeah, or
just
first
they come out like just being like super mean, like just like the meanest baby ever. Like, hey, like there's nobody mean in the house. Why is this baby so mean?
Why is this baby not talking to me? It's a mean baby.
Yo, what's your baby's problem, man?
What did it say? What's that thing? We talked about it before. What's that theory to have? It's like I think we talked about it on the show before too, where people die and it's like when the baby's born, it's because like they're being reincarnated, but it's like right after their death, so they're coming like as they get older, their memory like starts to fade of the trauma that happened.
They start forgetting stuff.
Yeah,
it's like when they're born, it's like because they don't want to come back, but that's like their soul say you have to come back. You're not even done. And that's why, like, when they're born, they scream, like, no, what the fuck, how did I get back here?
I was thinking it was, like, probably, what if it was, like, a more of, like, extreme version of, like, a nightmare. Of, say, like, you know, you wake up from a nightmare, like, oh, shit. Oh, my God, I almost died in my dream. But in this reality that we live in, when you die, it's, like, you're born. It's, like, you wake up from a nightmare, horrific death. But as you get older, you kind of, like, you go throughout your day, like, you know how it is in the real world, like, you have a nightmare or a dream earlier that morning, but throughout the day, you kind of forget bits and pieces of it. Like, I remember it was like this and this and this, but I can't fully remember it like as much as I did when I woke up. Right. What if it was like that when you were born? It's kind of like, I remember as a baby and I can't tell nobody. I'm like, ah! And then you get older, kind of like, oh, I forgot. And then,
I got built up. Yeah, like once you get older, you get back in your lane, you forget everything that, like, whatever happened.
Yeah. And then the next day, you got your husband and wife. Old wife, got kids, you pay bills and taxes and shit. You just forget about all that shit.
Later you talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Oh.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Damn, that could be us. Like, we're screaming. Why am I here? Let's talk about it like 35 years later. Bob says, past life temper. Right. But yeah, so this like disease or whatever, they said it was like or that disease that the cat like they bring in, the T. Gandhi mm-hmm. disease, it can accelerate like premature brain deterioration. So this is why they're trying to like link it up to like, okay, if this disease can cause like your brain to deteriorate and then it comes from like indoor house cats, maybe this could be like one of the reasons why they have people with schizophrenia. Yeah. And if you think about it, right, like there's the high amount of people who have schizophrenia, they always live in inner cities. So homeless people, mostly they're like affected like with schizophrenia. Like you'll see that shit full blast. And then if you think about it, okay, homeless people, they're around a lot of creatures like cats and stuff outside. So maybe they're getting the full dose of like this parasite that the cats are giving off. They're getting the full dose of the parasites. So maybe like if this story has like some legs to it, maybe that could be like a possibility why people get schizophrenia, and they can link it up to like people, like homeless people, because if you study inner city schizophrenia, it's mainly happening to homeless people.
Shit.
But the lady I was describing with the suit, she's probably born with that.
Oh, she wouldn't like know
that
shit.
Yeah, probably. Like she has like a normal life and everything, but then the weird side about her.
Yeah.
Like the catch, you know, right?
Yeah.
Because let's say you're dating her, like everything is good, but then the catch is, oh yeah, I got schizo. You should have told me that 2 years ago.
I wonder if it was ever like a good schizo, like, because I was not, this isn't exactly what it is, but I've always imagined like, you like in the old school cartoons, whatever, like, you know, good conscience and bad conscience pops up and you like, they seem like actually talk to it or whatever. I always wonder if it was like that. I was like, but are there any like good, like, schizophrenic people that he talk to, or is it always just like someone that's aggressive towards them that makes them feel like paranoid or whatever? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because some people would just be panicky when they have schizophrenia, like on the edge, ready for action. It's like, whoever they talking to, are they like saying like, yeah, guess what? They are trying to fucking kill you and everyone in the household. You need to get them first. Like, man, is there any good ones like that talk to you? Like hey, chill, right. Calm down.
Ching, or the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had another person, they told me their story about schizophrenia. Like, they had, like, a family friend that had schizophrenia, right? And they were playing, like, a card game. And then next thing you know, the dude with schizophrenia, he starts looking in the corner. And everybody in the family knows they got schizo. So when they see this dude look at the corner, they're like, this motherfucker is looking at somebody right now. Mm-hmm. And then he would look at it, and he's like, you know, he would keep looking at it, and then they're like, what are you looking at? It's like, you guys don't see that? Like, no, we don't see that. And we know you got schizo, so what are you looking at? There's a lady right there in the corner watching us play cards the whole time. And they're like, man, like, we can't do nothing around you. Like, because you always, like, ruin the vibe with, like, you know, with your whole vision of your whole schizo stuff. Because they would freak out because they believe it, you know? Cause like the dude had schizo, like he could see all the ghosts and stuff, but it would ruin moments like them like playing cards because he would see, you know, these ghosts while they're playing games, and then they would all freak out, they get weirded out, they're like, okay, I don't want to play no more. And that was like another real story. Yeah, I'm surprised like Bob didn't come across like her working like in the medical field. She didn't come across like people with schizo, because I would imagine that scene to be like pretty lit with that.
At that area where she works at?
Yeah, or like Judy, like you don't see nobody.
Of course. Oh. Yes.
Oh, she says yes.
It's a chronic. I know my sister, she did when she was a nurse. She saw it a lot. I think she had like somebody who was schizophrenic who had like tuberculosis. Oh. That bit her one time. My sister. She was like bit her one time. It was like a homeless person had TB, but it's like she didn't crack no TB. She didn't like contract TB, but she got bit by somebody because he didn't break the skin. But some schizophrenic, my sister, like in the hospital she worked at, like started fighting all the patients and shit, and fighting all the, you know, the orderlies, and like bit my sister on the arm. She's like, what the fuck?
Damn, broke skin?
No. He had tuberculosis,
like,
too,
like,
man.
Would you get in trouble, right? Like, let's say you're, like, a nurse, right? And then a patient bites you, but you punch him in the face after that? Do you get in trouble?
Yeah. Hey, look, I think I can... I don't know. I don't think so. They probably give you, like, some paid time off, and then you come back next week when you cool off, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you argue, like, self-defense? Right?
I would. He bit me. Shit.
He bit me, and I killed him.
Bob. Bob says, "We can't punch them back." See, yeah, because like I know, like in that type of industry, in the industry of, you know, is was a Hippocratic oath. Like you can't be killing patients or beating them up.
Right.
You gotta help them. Us.
You can't be killing people.
For us normies, yeah, we could, yo, know, let's go. We could fuck him up, but we ain't got no Hippocratic oath. We'll kick the ass anywhere.
Yeah, I think they all sign like an oath, right? Mm-hmm. Like after they're done with like medical school, they sign like some oath, like they all agree to, you know, I guess be like the best. Did you sign an oath, Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had to sign an oath too. Mm. What was the oath? Can you explain? Get on the mic.
You only do it when you get licensed. It's like every medical profession has an oath that they bow after.
Oh, do you remember what the oath was, or what do you like? What was it?
I don't remember. You
do like.
Yeah, I solemnly swear like at,
not to fuck up patients, basically. And
yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. Bob says, you can argue. I ain't arguing nobody, man. But he says you can argue, do no harm. Tree says, you have to keep professionalism. You can't hit them. You can't hit them back. You have to control the situation. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously, it's the most logical way, and also prevents lawsuits. So I get why they hit them. I mean, you can't be DDTing no patients.
Yeah, like you. Like they look up to like you know, like people like in like medical positions, they look at them like highly. Like they don't think people like them would actually attack people like you, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's the last thing in my mind, like being attacked by a nurse or a doctor. Like I saw like this video on Instagram where it was like a doctor like in India, like just straight like the patient's literally on a wheelchair, right? You can see the doctor, he has his whole doctor outfit on. Dude, the doctor like pulled his hair and start punching the patient. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why are they punching patients out there? You know, like maybe that dude in the wheelchair spit on him too many times, but damn. Yeah, to pull his hair and then to punch him in a wheelchair, that's not a good look. It doesn't even matter like what they're arguing about. Mm. That's a bad look for doctors.
You know it's a really hot spot for like patients getting beat up. No, not really patients.
The morgue. I don't know the term.
Huh?
What's the hot spot?
Oh, like elderly homes, or like, you know, where they house the elderly, like old folks homes.
Hospice.
Yes, like hospice. Yeah, they be beating the shit out of them old folks, man. My grandmother, my great grandmother, she's gonna ass kicked all the time. But
what?
I also heard the other side to a story too. She was trying to fight them first. But yeah, she used to fight them all. My great grandmother used to fight them all the time in hospice.
Damn.
Duking them out, like fighting these motherfuckers in the hallway. Just going.
Hospice is usually like that's the end of the line.
Yeah, that's it. And you kind of disgruntled. I can see if you're old, you're on your way out. You're like, man, whatever, man. This party about to be over.
Man, if I'm in hospice, I'm fighting everybody.
If you're like actually an elderly person in hospice, or are you talking about
an elderly person?
Okay, I think somebody's like the caretaker.
I'm fighting all the caretakers, man. They can make like a new episode of whatever drama episode they want to make. And it's all going to be about like this one hospice in Atlanta. That one Cambodian old man fought everybody.
I'm punching all the old folks in the chest.
Make them question their like, you know, like their job. Why did I apply for this?
Oh man! Wow, man! Yeah, I can. I don't know, but you have to have a lot. You have to have a lot of patience for people that are patients. You have to have patience to deal with patients.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can never do that job ever. Shout out to people who can. I can never do that job.
Yeah, like you gotta have bedside manners and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, little Timmy. Like we did found cancer in you, but on the bright side. Reading Rainbow's on. We can watch Reading Rainbow right now. You know, like just steer into a completely different direction from like.
Just turn away from the issue.
Right.
Is it like on the bright side, John Cena's coming to visit you? Like, okay, cool.
Make a wish one time. Walt Disney, let's go.
Walt Disney?
Back from the yeah, day. I don't know. I can never be a doctor because I wouldn't even know how to talk to these patients.
No.
To where they feel comfortable, you know? I don't know. Maybe I could, but I'm in a direction where it's so far from me even thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a special type of person to take care of people, to be honest. I ain't gonna lie. My sister used to say, my sister, in the early nursing days, she used to like change out like piss pans and shit. Can't do it, man. And I'm clumsy too. I would have bumped into something, pissed with the flu all over me.
All that shit.
That shit piss. Yeah, I'd have been soaked.
Yeah, that's definitely like
every night.
What they call it? A labor of love. Like you gotta have some type of love in that thing to be doing stuff like that. Like caring, you gotta be really caring for people. Intrigue says there was something that I read, and it said they don't live in our workplace. We work in their home. Create way to stay humble.
Real shit. Some of you work in the
they don't live in our workplace. We work in their homes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best way to think of it, honestly. If you're going to do that job, like, think, like, this is their home you're in. There's not... Because if you start seeing it more as a... Because my sister, she loves her job. She loves helping people. But she was like... She has
I think that's like, the only way, like, you can actually deal with that job. You have to love that shit.
You got to love it, man. My sister has a huge fear of... Oh, yeah. My sister's, like, had to draw blood and shit. But she works with elderly people all the time. And she hates blood. My sister gets sick when she sees blood. She but really she draws like blood. Works with EKG machines. And, she'd be taking care of those people.
Clear. Well, she never mind. That's not it.
What's that?
Nothing. But yeah, cats. Like that could be like something that triggers schizo. So like all you cat owners out there, count your blessings.
Hopefully you don't turn crazy.
So I gotta say.
Hopefully you lose your.
I got no positive nothing to say for you guys.
Nothing.
No, but look. You know, like, if you really actually think about it, I think, like, this study, like, they're coming up with, I think is freaking bogus. Because how many cat owners are there in the U.S.? Other than if you think about it, if cats was, like, the number one, like, trigger for schizo, there would be so many families with schizo right now from cats. Too much.
Shit ton, man. All of us.
You, everybody. Yeah, me, you, Bob.
We all had cats.
We don't got schizo yet, man. But
I mean, I talk to myself, but it's not like, I think like if you talk to yourself, I think it's normal to talk to yourself because you have to like compartmentalize some stress sometimes. And sometimes you can only talk to yourself about it. That's cool, fine and dandy if you can keep it in your head. When you start talking out loud to someone that's not there, right, that's when it spirals out of control, man. That's what's like next level. Like, hey, that's man, what I do. You can't keep it in your... Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, I talk to myself, I respond to myself, but then I ask myself, why did I say that? Like, I asked them, like, why'd you give that answer? That's so weird. Where'd you come from with that? And I'm still talking to myself at that point. Just rolled out of bed, said, maybe the people with dirty homes and cats get in Sincel. It's from...
NC?
Damn, this motherfucker can't type. Jesus Christ! Like, does Kick have like autocorrect or some shit?
Oh, I see. It says maybe people with dirty homes and cats get it since it's from their poop.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, guess if cats live in dirty homes, is it transferred from the poop to the person because the house is dirty? Now, if you got a clean ass house, you got a clean cat.
Right, but
I might be wrong, but
Here's the crazy thing: like, we can't all pin this on cats, right? Like, dogs are outside also, like,
and whatever eat dumb shit,
right? And whatever parasites that cats bring in the house, like if they're like going outdoor to indoor, wouldn't dogs bring the same type of parasite into your home?
Could be.
So, like this, I think this article is somebody hating on cats because maybe their cat died twice.
You know what it is? You know what it is? A dog wrote the article.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that.
Fucking dog's like,
awesome. A hating ass dog wrote that. Right? With the help of ChatGPT. Dog's like, Roof, write an article on cats. Make him sound bad.
It's like click, 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 and send. Like, post this article.
Cat to cause of schizophrenia. Like, oh shit, breakthrough. We figured out. We figured out why people get schizo.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Man. Imagine that, right? Like, imagine if this article. I'm not saying like it's not true, but like let's say like whatever the studies like they're doing, imagine if the study is actually correct and that cats are the cause of people having schizo. Damn, can you imagine the hate on the cats after that?
Man, straight up, man. People already got like a weird like look towards cats, because I get it, man. As far as like approachable animals, cats aren't the most approachable animals. Cats are kind of like sit back and look at you. And then you have to approach them type. They ain't gonna come to you. Where dogs kind of like in your face, want to jump in your lap, slob on you. Cats kind of like
they're more friendly. There's like this thing I heard, right, where they say like if you're on like a dating website, they say if you have like pictures of like you and your cat, like less likely you're gonna get like a match on a dating app if you have like a cat in your picture. But if you have a dog in your picture, you're more highly likely to get more matches on the dating scene.
Really? So if you have more dogs, it gets you more... Makes sense.
This was like something read about a long time ago. They're like, if you're doing a dating profile, make sure you don't put a picture of you and a cat. They're like, don't do that. That's a no-no. You're not going to get matches.
But if you do get a match, that means you got yourself a good catch.
Yeah, you get a cat girl.
Yeah.
And she's crazy.
Cats are cool, man. Cats are underrated.
Yeah, cats are... Dude, they're basically like walking gods.
Gas they take care of themselves.
Yeah, I said it. I'd be scared to walk around a cat because their energy is so fucking... It's so much. Dogs feel the energy of cats.
They do.
You know, like dogs, they know when they're in the presence of a cat, they get like freaking like... Like, you know, submissive mode. Like, hey, please acknowledge me, but don't hurt me.
Cats will fuck up a dog, man. I've seen it many times. Cats will fuck up a dog, man.
It's crazy. Like,
they're too fast.
Imagine, like, feeling the energy, like, of a cat. Like, if you can actually, like, absorb their energy. What did Bob say? They absorb, bad energy.
The bad energy.
That's why they take many cats. Cats are basically like magic, because you don't know what's going on in their heads.
No, man. Hey, I learned from that movie Constantine, man. They're a gateway to hell.
You remember Constantine? If they're a gateway to hell, they could be a gateway to heaven, right?
Yeah, it could be. But see, Constantine spread that anti-cat shit. That's what it was. Because, like, I remember in the movie Constantine, he, like, put his feet in a bucket of water. He had a cat in his face, and he looked at it, and then his soul went to hell.
Damn.
like after doorway. He was done trying to grab, like, an item from hell, he came back out of this trance.
Gotta go through the cat. Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But yeah, that's all the story I got for that.
Yeah.
I think we did good for like me not finding a topic to the last minute.
I told you we stretched this shit out.
We stretched the hell out of this shit.
The fuck out of this, man.
Man, high five on that. We killed this shit. Where are we at in time? 1:32? Oh, that's so good. Damn. Who needs to research anything, dude? Like, we just work off, like, one topic for 2 hours almost.
We just talk, man. That's all we gotta do. Just talk.
Made for this shit. All right, guys. We're gonna end this episode of The Media Hijack, episode 164. I guess we can do Kick again next week.
Yeah, let's try it out. We got some people popping up. I like this.
Got nothing to lose. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We got Bob, Jeremy, Intrigue in the chat. Let's go. Come on. Yes, just rolled out of bed in chat. Let's go. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.